I don't know the words.
Yeah, I
thought when someone sang on this podcast, everyone else joined in. Why is it broken for me?
Yeah, well, welcome back to Enjoy the Podcast. I am your host, Jared Brady. We are also joined by JD in the house. We're also joined by Los in the house. And we got a special guest in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yay. My wife, my dear.
Hooray.
The stars and moon of my life.
Yeah. Oh.
You got a clap.
Do you know which one's the all? Is there an all?
There's not an all.
Sound effects are back.
Shout out to the fifth member today.
That's how I feel too right now, Los. You guys abused the sound effects.
Don't say you guys. It's not you guys. It's me. These guys.
Don't put your other finger down.
You can get your other finger down. You can get a little happy.
Get your other finger down.
Get a little happy.
Present.
Okay. This guy for sure, but
I couldn't handle it.
When I was given the controls, the problem was I didn't use them enough, apparently. I didn't hit enough buttons.
Jared's the happy medium.
They're like, no, you don't touch the buttons enough. Give the buttons back.
Jared's a happy medium.
That's what they sound like.
You know
what's
fascinating? I thought we were on my YouTube channel. I didn't realize we're on your podcast.
Well, we're on your YouTube channel, too.
I mean, if you put us on your YouTube channel, we are.
Should we do an intro for YouTube?
That'd be
hey,
nice.
Everybody, welcome to Shannon's YouTube channel. Today, we're going to talk about
Dildos.
Hey, where to put them, where not to put them. Your butt, if you're not comfortable. What do you call that? Growth.
You can put them anywhere you like.
Operative
if you're
word.
Comfortable.
Hey, in your ear. Like.
Whoa.
You know what? This episode is actually inspired by you, Los.
Ooh.
Because I listened to the last episode that you guys had, because I am an avid listener of the podcast, and you said that you are deeply afraid of rejection.
Hate it.
Mm.
Now, everybody's afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But okay. What does it mean to be like deeply afraid?
Oh.
Maybe that was a bit of an exaggeration, but I don't like to be rejected to the point that, like, when I was younger, I would not approach, you know, women. I would not engage in certain activities or try stuff because I didn't want to fail at it. I didn't want to be rejected by my peers if I didn't, you know, perform up to a certain level or something like that. So, I mean, for me, the fear of rejection just means that you're missing out, you know, on things in life, on friendships, just life in general. So for me, getting past rejection just helped me enjoy life more.
Like, it never feels good.
No.
Yeah. It never feels good. It hits you in the chest, hits you in the ego.
Yeah.
Makes you feel like, oh man, why did I even attempt this? You know, for me, I hate rejection as well.
Mm.
Who doesn't hate rejection? That's the real question.
I don't know if I kind of like it.
You like rejection.
I like it for the reason that our favorite recently said in an interview. He said that it's through failure or through rejection that you're able to learn and grow.
Yeah.
Because when you know something is not going to work, you can start to focus on what will.
Right. Yeah,
otherwise,
like
you're putting all your efforts towards something that has like an inevitable dead end.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And he was also saying that, like, you know, when you fail at something, it is an opportunity to learn from
failure. Oh, yeah.
He was giving an example, Robert Greene, who's who we were talking about, but he was giving an example when he wrote his first book, The 48 Laws of Power, and it was killer. He went to go do a book with 50 Cent.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And when he was writing it, he was submitting it and he couldn't, like, they were like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And because
he was like, what do you mean? I'm incredible. Like, exactly. Read the reviews. I'm awesome.
Exactly. But, you know, as, you know, time went on, he started realizing that he was catering too much to 50 Cent. And it would have been a failure.
Right.
If he didn't like switch it up. Yeah, so it was a time to like kind of learn about, I guess it's a bump to his ego because he was like, I am smart and I do have good perspective. So, but the point being is that you learn in that atmosphere when you do get rejected or when you do fail. Mm-hmm. Even when you approach a woman and you get rejected, you kind of learn like, oh, maybe my approach was a little off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was a little.
Maybe I shouldn't approach women
at Fry's.
Right.
In the parking lot.
But you know what? Maybe you should, but just you got to switch up the approach. Right. So like, there's something to learn from it in either case. So I want to challenge us today to tell our absolute horror rejection stories.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I got a pretty bad one. Yeah.
I got a couple pretty bad ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You want to go first? You want to kick us off? Or no?
Should I kick us off?
Kick us off.
Okay, I'll start it off. It's your idea. This is actually the worst rejection I've gotten. It was a job rejection. Okay. I'll tell both. The romantic rejection I got that was a really, really bad one. And I got actually in trouble for this on the internet. So in 2012, mm-hmm. I was in a not so great relationship and I had lost an opportunity with somebody that in light of the bad relationship became so much greater in my brain. Mm. You know what I mean? You know, when you're like, you go from something that's like decent to something terrible, you're like, that decent thing is like all the heavens open.
Yeah.
So in essence, like months had passed since I had not spoken to that person. I was in the not so great relationship. Valentine's Day came and I was like, you know what? I just want to reach out and say what's on my heart.
Oh, I remember this.
And just be like, look, I know that you're going to do your thing. Moment. I'm going to do mine.
Just thinking about
we were on different
Valentine's.
Continents. We had both moved on. It wasn't like that. It was more just like, look, I just want to tie up loose ends and say, I know that things didn't end the most clean way, but it's Valentine's Day. I thought of you. I think you're an awesome human being. I wish the best for you. And even though we couldn't be together, just know that someone out there saw incredible things in you. Stop laughing at
it. It is a future move. So, such a future move.
This dude wrote me back, though, and was like, do not contact me. That was so inappropriate. I am in a relationship. Back up. And it was like a really big ego check moment for me. But, I mean, ultimately, the person was right.
It was probably not even
curious.
Him.
I was about to say, when you read that text, did it sound like him? Or what do you think it was like? Babe, who's texting us? It was my ex. I don't know. You reply.
It definitely was that option.
I feel like I don't know. The language was so direct. It was genderless. It was genderless language. It was just like, no.
Yeah.
It might as well just said no.
I don't believe it was him. I'm going to go on record and say it was probably.
Probably was.
Is that because you can't imagine any man rejecting me?
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's not it.
No, because no guy in that moment. I don't know. Actually, I can't speak because JD did blast somebody.
Yeah, JD did blast somebody on Instagram.
JD
rejected somebody.
I did.
Yeah,
I had to.
No, yeah. You didn't.
So maybe it was
like
him.
That. You didn't have to like that.
You know what? It's appropriate to draw a boundary. And again, it was helpful for me because from that point on, like there was just no. There was no like halfway door for communication. I knew exactly where I stood with that person.
Yeah.
So like that, it was actually really helpful. It hurt, but it was helpful.
Yeah.
One time I got rejected. This was back in the MySpace days.
Oh shit.
And I had a fly MySpace. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
What was your song?
My top eight were pretty
I think
dope.
I had Bartender as my song.
Oh my God. Is this a fuckboy episode or this? that's a fuckboy. Is it not?
Bartender? That was a fire song.
That's a great song.
It was a good song.
Can you guys sing
I don't know
it?
About great.
The bartender.
Is that when you were bartending?
Okay. No, I wasn't old enough to bartend at the time. But I met a girl. Oh, he's still going.
I was still in my world. Go ahead.
I met a girl on MySpace who lived in the same city. She just went to a different school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were messaging. We wanted to meet
up. High school.
This is high school, yeah.
Nigga didn't know shit about no bartender. Anyways.
So, you know, we were messaging. I wanted to link up. So we linked up. And the first thing she said to me was like, oh, you look better on MySpace.
Oh, in person?
In person.
To your face?
To my, the first thing she said.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
I would have hit it the wrong one for sure.
It was exactly that. And I remember I just felt so shitty inside.
Damn.
Like, I just left. Like, I was like, oh. And then we ended it real quickly. We had, like, a little small talk.
Took your ball and went home.
Yes, bro.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do at that point? Like, she don't want to play with your ball. You better.
Wait, what was your picture?
Huh?
What was your picture?
I was just standing on stairs. I don't know. I didn't understand.
You know what? Because I was going to say, that's kind of like pre-filter days. Because in all honesty, that is something that I think some people need to hear today.
Right.
I worked on a show and we always had a casting sheet of people and I can't tell you how many times I would go out and be like, are the guests here yet? And they'd be like, I'm right in front of
this
you.
This is me.
And then you're like,
yeah.
one of these things right. doesn't belong. Come on now. Yeah. yeah.
How we started.
Are we just not going to talk
how
about
it's
it?
Going.
Yeah.
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 Which
yeah.
is tough, but it's a good reminder to be like, no, like your authentic self is the best, because that way when people see you, it's a pleasant surprise, not the other way around.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah.
What
I
was the lesson then from that?
For me, I was
take
just.
Take worse pictures. Or something.
yeah. Something like come up like.
Pleasantly surprised.
Make weird faces on your
yeah.
selfie.
Yeah. I have no idea what happened with that, damn. But I do know that it I sucks. Took that in every picture that I took. I always would look at it and then look in the mirror and be like, is this true representation of who I am?
Damn.
You know? So
damn. I feel yeah. like I have the opposite problem. I think I look better in person than I do in pictures.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you don't take a lot of pictures.
That's why. That's why.
Well, what about you guys? You guys have been rejected before? I know JD's gonna say I've never been rejected.
No,
I am
I've
a model.
Never felt the pain.
I have been rejected. Funny enough. Because of modeling, I get rejected all the time.
Oh, good point.
So dang. I guess I became numb to rejection mm-hmm. Because in my line of business, like out of 10 jobs, if I can book 3 of the 10, like that's
you're,
a win
you're killing
for
it.
Me. Yeah. yeah. So yeah.
do they ever say the mean things that you hear about in TV shows? Like
he's too fat.
Right. he's too short. His hands are too.
You know, I think for women, they probably do.
The agencies do.
I think it's different for men. Because I never... Yeah.
You've yeah. never gotten any, like, harsh critique before that was, like, that hurts?
No, not that anything hurt. I remember one time he was like, you have too much baby fat on your face. But I was, like, 19. So yeah. I did. like, where's the lie, you know? I was told one time to work on my chest. But yeah. that's it. Like, that's yeah. as harsh as I've ever received. But I know yeah. women, it's pretty cutthroat. The rejection, again, just being used to it, for sure, from modeling. But I have actually been more so the rejecter in relationships. But
what a surprise.
I can't see your facial reactions, but I'm sure.
Yeah. He's done it on this podcast. He rejected. Remember, we've already had a rejection story from JD.
Yeah. Really? Well, the girl that DM'd me.
Oh, yes.
I was going to go there.
I wasn't even talking about that one. So we've actually had two.
Oh, shit. Which one are you talking about?
You know, our friend that flew out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I rejected
you
the sex.
You don't know.
I rejected
you
the
rejected
sex.
The sex, for sure.
We were friends.
Yeah, but you rejected
I rejected
sexually.
The sex.
You flew somebody out, and yeah. then they wanted to engage with you sexually?
In coitus.
Yeah.
And then you said, no, thank you. I just flew you out mm-hmm. for a game
to
of chess.
To be friends.
We didn't play chess, but yeah, we didn't have sex. Yes.
Yeah. See? Is that because you decided in the, which is fair.
I don't believe
it. It's up to you.
I don't believe in pity fuck.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
So you believe that she didn't actually want to have sex with you. She was only doing it because you gave her the flight.
No, actually.
No,
he wasn't attracted to her. She wanted to have sex with him.
Why'd you fly her out then?
They never met in person.
She showed up looking different than
her
picture.
Hashtag Jared.
A la Jared over here. Yeah.
So
she pulled a Jared on him.
Yeah. She pulled a Jared on you. So
you look better in your pictures.
but I was respectful and I was like, look, but we were vibing. Like it was super cool. We always were vibing via text or whatever. So I gave her a tour of Chicago. We hung out. We were friends for a long time.
Yeah.
It was all good.
You said no to good to say yes to great.
That's yeah. fair, though, because it's like we vibed as friends,
yeah.
but
yeah.
in order for me to feel a sexual attraction for you, there has to be that chemistry.
Yeah. yeah.
And that isn't existing. And so
right.
it's actually the more responsible thing to do, which
thank
is
you.
Crazy because it's kind of cringy to hear the story when you first hear it. But then you recognize that on the flip side of it is that you had sex with her because it was just more comfortable. And then you never spoke to her again.
That's
worse. That would have been me for sure.
I can't go for that.
I would have done that.
And if you flip,
I would have spoke to her, though. I would have spoke.
And no. What do you mean?
I would say I wouldn't have not spoke to
you
her.
You would have had sex with her.
I would have had sex with her, yeah. But yeah.
Because you wanted to or?
Nah, because she's there and you know, she flew out and I would have felt bad. Let's say I would have.
Zoom in on Los right now.
I mean, look.
But if the roles are reversed though, like I think people give you shit for it because, you know, they expect you to do what Los would have done. But if the roles are reversed, if she flew out and she didn't want to have sex with you, then
I'd be in jail.
She would be
well, no.
Are you going to rape?
No, you would say no. You would be like, oh, you would respect it. She would say, oh, I don't want to do this.
Sorry.
And then there would be respect.
That escalated quickly.
I was just saying that the roles were reversed.
Yes.
And then she flew out. I was just saying that if the roles are reversed and she flew out and then she realized like, oh, I'm not really, I don't have this chemistry. Right. I don't want to have sex. Mm-hmm. And then she put that boundary up.
Yeah.
She would be applauded. Exactly. Right. But you get shit for it.
Yeah. It's,
no, I think once you like listen, you need to like give it a bit more time because we're not accustomed. We're used to men being rejected when it comes to a romantic advancement. Mm-hmm. And we're used to women not being rejected when it comes to sex.
Yeah.
So I think that's.
Yeah.
But when you hear the full story, you're like, that's actually a nice thing to do.
No, yeah. In the end, I have to say, I applaud JD for his self-control and his respect.
Rejecting people is a responsible thing to do.
Yeah. My question is like, how do you respectfully reject somebody without hurting their ego?
JD, you want to give us some insight?
No, her ego was probably hurt.
Was it?
It wasn't. At least she didn't give me the status. Satisfaction. What am I saying?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. But you didn't want the status. You didn't want. I'm about to say it now. You didn't want the satisfaction. You didn't want the satisfaction of her feeling bad. So
yes.
Yeah.
But is there a way to do it without provoking? There you go. Yeah.
We had a conversation.
How'd it go?
And she actually, it was like day two, and she's a very blunt person. She flat. I remember we were driving, and she was like, so we're just not going to have sex, huh? And I was like, well, I was thinking, I love the vibe that we have. We're definitely friends. I know that I wouldn't want a relationship in this situation. And therefore, I don't want to just have sex. Not call you or you know, lead Ghost you team. On, yeah. so on and so forth. So I personally would rather just be friends if you're cool with that. And she was like, oh my God, like I totally respect that. I appreciate that. And that's a weight off my shoulder because I'm starting to think, does he not like me? Does he not want me? So on and so forth. And after the clarification, we again remained friends for a couple of years.
That's awesome.
Nice. But you also weren't honest. You didn't say like, look, you got to really assess the fact that your photos are telling a very different story.
Yes. See, here we are.
But see, that's the thing. Do you have to, owed for you? Do you owe that person that explanation?
I don't know if you owe it to them, but like that's what a complete rejection is.
Oh, okay.
I think.
But here's the thing.
Maybe
too.
It's not. Maybe I mean, yeah. you
I
can.
I feel like he. Yeah.
Well, but there was more to it than just the photo, right? There was more reasons why I didn't want to have sex. The connection, I mean, yes, physically attraction, that necessarily wasn't there when I saw her in person, but there were more to it. There's more to it than I'm like.
Like her character or her morality. Just,
there wasn't that type of sexual connection aside from the physical side. But the vibe, the friendship thing, I was like, oh, this is like my homegirl.
Yeah.
Like my sister kind of thing. Like I got that vibe. I was like, we'll be friends. You know, we'll be better off as friends than just someone who has sex a couple times and we ghost each other or whatever.
And it's over.
Yeah.
Shin, let me ask you this. When you got the rejection, you got the email, did you feel that you were able to learn from that, from the way he received or way he delivered his rejection?
What I think is important to do is to take the lesson and run with that rather than taking the hurt and running with that. Because a lot of people take the hurt and they run with that and they allow that to fester into resentment and bitterness, which we see online.
Yeah.
A la the community, which doesn't like to be called the incel community, but for lack of a better term, the incel community, where they're so exhausted from rejection from women that they turn against women altogether, versus assessing like, well, how have I been approaching the dating in a way that's not getting me the best results.
Mm.
So I can't remember at the time if I was able to take that and transform it into like a valuable lesson, or if my ego got involved and I was just like, this guy's an asshole. But I know long-term now, I definitely recognize boundaries and I recognize that Valentine's Day is just for lovers.
Yeah.
It's for lovers and it's for you too. It's for the people that you're seeing. And other than that, I mean, like I talk about love and sex for a living. And so I often use Valentine's Day to reflect on love and sex. And so I might write things on my own platform or on my own YouTube channel, but I would never reach out to somebody else. Not on their birthday, not on Valentine's Day. If I felt it was appropriate,
not
if I had
Christmas,
some reason.
Not on holidays. Christmas.
Holidays don't are for it. People who are connected. It's not for us. Okay. For those on the outside circle, just...
Hey, I was just thinking...
When's the last time you've used a holiday or a birthday?
Does your mom still make eggnog?
As a window.
I could really go for those gingerbread cookies by the fireplace. I used to use the holiday thing a lot.
Yeah,
when I was single. Mm-hmm.
Rejection hurts, but it can help.
Yes.
Yep. How?
For me... I think that rejection is a process. I'm still learning how to process it. Whenever I get rejected, my instant feeling is like ego shattered. my gut hurts. I feel like I'm the worst person at anything that I was trying to do. And I kind of just go into a ball for a second. And then through that, I kind of get through, you know, that pump up phase where I look in the mirror and I'm like, no,
you got this.
You're good. You're really good. And so for me, it's kind of been that process since I was a kid. If I do something that I felt like I was terrible at or I got rejected in, I kind of go into a ball. I get real with myself. And then I look at myself in the mirror and say, what do you need to change?
Yeah, there you go.
What do you need to fix so that you're not ever going to be in this position again?
Yep.
I remember, you know, the one thing that makes me cry to this day is music. Music makes me cry all the time. And I remember I just went through a rejection through music. And it wasn't like from somebody.
When you say music, you're talking about your music? Your musical career.
My musical career.
Right, just for clarity.
Not like Eminem songs.
I heard a new Eminem record and it brought you better lose yourself.
No, but when my career, I remember getting to a place, it was like 2018, and I was putting out music. It wasn't going anywhere. I would make plans. I would hire a videographer. He wouldn't show up. Like, it kept disappointing me over and over again. And so...
or that big rejection you had where that dude left your performance.
Oh, yeah.
You talked about that on the...
On the failure one. That one
you saw him leave?
That one.
No, I.
Oh, that's good.
I was performing. Oh,
that's like seeing the email.
Yeah, it was a terrible performance. I get off stage, and the guy that was there, him and his partner came, and one of them stayed out of respect. And I went in, he was just there, and he had this look on his face like.
And I
remember walking up, so I was like, oh, where's your partner? And he was like, oh, he's old. He had to leave.
Oh.
And I just remember just, I knew what it was. Yeah. And I just remember just being just.
Yeah. Which is fascinating, though, because I don't think that you recognize that you could have done better until that happened.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the truth is.
The crowd loved it.
And you didn't prepare that much.
And I didn't prepare that much.
So I think it was a good lesson for you.
No, it was huge.
Yeah.
It was huge. And I learned a lot from that. But I remember going into a ball. Like, the next day I woke up just depressed as fuck. Like, just hurting. Like, my whole... I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to do anything.
It took you, like, 2-3 months before you did could anything perform again. Music. Anything at all that had anything to do with music. I remember after that performance, like, kind of wondering, like, well, is that it? Is that...
Well,
is
no,
that
because you rented out rehearsal space, like,
later. The week later, I went and rented out a rehearsal space, and I just started going hammer on rehearsing.
Interesting, because you and I didn't work on anything.
Well, I wasn't recording.
Right.
Yeah.
I was saying, like, you didn't want to, like, go to the studio, or after that, you were like, nah, I'm like...
I'm good. Because
I was trying to get you back. I was like, no, you got to get in. You got to get back on the horse. You got to get back on. You were just like... I didn't know you had went to rehearsals.
Yeah, because I just knew I didn't have a problem with recording. I only had a problem with performing.
You got on some Kobe shit.
And so I just went into the gym. I rehearsed like 5 hours every all the time. Every time I went out of rehearsal, and I would just go back to back, just running my songs back to back to back. Ironically, the next performance I did, I fucking murdered it.
Yes.
Which one was the next one?
MGK was there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a good one. But him and Youngblood walked in, and they're like, you killed it, Mike. That was bloody awesome.
Yeah, he sounds just like that. But and what I really want to say is that, like, I remember the next day I'm having a conversation with you, and I was like, I remember just being like, I hate this feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do music anymore because nothing in the world makes me feel like this ever. Mm-hmm. And you were like, look, this is what you love. This is what Shan said. She was like, this is what you love. You are going to have to get used to rejection. You are going to have to go through this feeling over and over and over and over again because this is your passion. And the good thing about it is because if it can bring you that low, it can also take you that high. So I had to just get to that, like, pull up myself up by my bootstraps and just be like, I'm going to take this on the chin. What can I learn from this? And that was the only way that I can cope with the rejection. But that was my lesson.
Well, because rejection is a sign that you actually care.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't ever try at where the stakes are high for themselves. They never have to feel that feeling.
Yeah.
But they also don't ever get that high either.
Yeah.
So it's a trade-off. It's a hard trade-off. It's a hurtful trade-off. But I wouldn't change it for the world.
It's interesting because it made me think about... I have an answer for what I learned from rejection, but it's more or less what you were saying. I would just add to it. It makes me learn. I find the lesson in rejection constantly. But that's the easy one. But what I was going to say was part of the reason why I don't really have that much of a rejection story with relationships was because I was always the one to reject first.
Before it even got to that point.
Before it even got to that point. Mm-hmm. As I had Shannon, who can relate, we talked about we talked about self-sabotaging. And I realized after doing research after Shannon and I's pre-call that I was the one who was in control of the exit door of the strategy.
Yeah.
So I had fear of intimacy, not just sexually, but just fear of letting someone get close to me, because the closest ones to you or the thing that you care the most about can hurt you the most.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I was always like, I need to be in control. Before I get hurt, I need to make sure that this is something I'm okay with or I'm not okay with. So I was always the one who rejected first.
Mm. Can we talk about that it's so much easier when you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and then you leave, then you can always go back to in your mind like, oh, well, if I would have put both feet in, I would have succeeded. Yeah. Well, the truth is, you may not have.
Yeah. Exactly. We know a lot of people might have like put both feet in and got kneecapped.
Right.
You got your ass took up out the game.
I would have went pro, but you know what I'm saying. You know, I'm only 5'5", but you know.
We would have won state, but coach didn't put me in on that last play.
You know what I mean? Like, all four quarters, he didn't want to put me in.
Yeah. The whole year, he didn't let me play one game, man. If I had played one game, we would have won.
And I told him.
What about you? What'd you learn, bro?
I'd say just for me, rejection just offers clarity. You know, it gives you a chance to kind of just play Monday morning quarterback. You know, you get to watch the film. You get to look back and say, okay, this worked, this didn't work. What could I, like, you know, like everybody's just saying, like, what can I have done different? What could maybe I've done better?
Yeah.
Where did I not set myself up to succeed? Where did I set myself up to succeed? Like, rejection can show you, it's not necessarily just to see what you did wrong. It's to see what you did right as well. It's a chance to take in, you know, both sides of the coin. So for me, I'd say, you know, rejection just kind of gives you that space for clarity.
It's great that we all have this beautiful hindsight and we're in the awareness bubble. It's all good now, right? Everything is glass half full. But how does someone get to that point? Let's say someone is just in it and they're like, I hear you guys, but I don't know what the right path is to get to where you are.
You know what's fascinating is we actually covered, sorry to like take away your breath. No. I know you really wound up
You did
up
take
there.
His breath away.
Yeah, I took your breath
again,
away.
Again, another one.
Another one. On Who Can Relate, which I was a guest on, we were talking about the mirror effect.
Yes.
And Robert Greene basically said that without a physical mirror, we would create so many physical faux pas because we can't see ourselves. Mm. As much as you ever have those days where you feel like you look really good and then you finally see your reflection, you were like, God damn it. Like, all day, no? You don't ever have a day you thought your curls were popping?
Or you show up to a date and someone says you don't look like your photo.
You don't look good. You actually look like the diet version of Jared. Who is this?
Who's this generic?
Oh, man.
But it's through the mirror that you can actually see parts of yourself that you can't intuitively sense. Right. And what we don't have is a mirror for the inside. Where we can actually see how we come across to other people. And that's where a lot of people do need help.
Yep.
And that could be a partner. Mm-hmm. It could be your audience because y'all are so honest. But it could also really be best serviced through a licensed healthcare professional, licensed mental healthcare professional, like a therapist.
Mm-hmm. I feel like therapy is one of those things like a workout. You never regret a workout.
Regret a workout.
You hate going.
Yeah,
you
but when
hate,
you're done.
You're getting judged. You're like, man, I hate this. I hate doing this. And you get done, you're like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? That's honestly it's the same thing with therapy.
But you know what, though? You might pull a muscle in that workout because it wasn't for you. But that just
that's
goes to show,
learned,
don't do that workout again, which would better help if you do pull a muscle because you weren't with the right therapist for yourself.
Right.
You can change at no cost.
All right. All right. Well, so Shan is leaving us.
Get out of here, lady.
Yeah, I feel like you know what? You guys deserve
the floor.
Time. Just the three of you guys.
Yes, we do.
I think the audience deserves the three of you all as well too.
Yes, we do.
I deserve a breast pump.
Yeah, you do. You do. Well, thank you for coming on the show and thank you for having us on your podcast.
Thank you for.
Yeah.
A red lip kiss? Those are rare. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's tough.
All right, sorry. I thought you were giving out kisses, Jerry.
Are you setting?
Be a responsible piece of shit.
I'm gonna take this episode to the left real quick.
Take it to the left.
To the left.
So from our last episode, a bunch of women were like, We want to know what guys want.
From Amber?
Yeah. So how do women attract us? Or how do women attract men? What do you find sexy in a woman?
I would say a little bit more directness, right? Like, I noticed that, like, women like to try to be aloof and, you know, like, just say what you want. Say why you're here for. You know, like, just be direct. Not saying you have to just be, like, all the way, like, yo, like, I'm trying to, like, don't, you know, you don't want to scare people off. But, like, make it obvious that, you know, hey, like.
You're interested.
Yeah. You know, be like, hey, you cute. Something. You know what I mean? Don't just be like, ah, nice shoes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool.
What about you? What do you like? How do you like? How did your wife attract you?
Sorry.
Enjoy the pause.
I didn't mean to have the pregnant pause. Dramatics. Like
heavy.
Now. My
heavy
bad.
Heavy pause.
Confidence is the sexiest thing a woman can have.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
There is something about a woman who wants you but doesn't need you. There's something about a woman that she has so much aura and presence and energy that she's exuding without even speaking. And that in large part has to do with confidence.
Yeah.
So there's, I guess, my answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
That's a good one.
That's my answer.
Yeah. I like a cat and mouse.
Yeah,
I like when you come very direct, but then you fade to the back and let me see.
A little bit of.
Yeah, I like a little bit of chase.
I do too.
You know, and also, I honestly like when a woman can take control of a room.
So when
you see a woman that, like, let's say you're at a party or you're at a club or you're at somewhere and she comes into the room and she just lights it up.
Yeah.
Right. I get off on that type of energy.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess it attests to you. I love confidence. Yeah. I love somebody that is just kind of.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Unaware of her sexuality. Where she is just moving through the room effortlessly.
Yeah.
Where she might be still aware, but
it's just her sexuality is effortless.
It's effortless.
That's just who she is.
Yeah. She something that just exudes, you know, I'm here. I'm all for that.
I feel that.
That's like the first thing that would trigger me off. Like, who is that?
But it can't be in like the look at me. Let me get the attention
because
I'm insecure.
As soon as I see effort, it's a turn off.
It's got to be natural.
Yeah. It's a turn off.
I also want to add too, someone I can learn from. You know, to your point, someone that I can learn from because
I think that might be the answer to my next question.
Oh,
well, how does a woman keep you?
I'm sorry, I swallowed a piece of weed. Oh, it's in the back. I got it.
Sorry, what was the question?
How does a woman keep you? How does she keep you around?
So I got something for you. For everyone. As Drake says.
Oh, God.
As Drake says, don't take it too easy. Don't make. Hold on.
I got it.
We're at it. As Drake says, don't make it too easy. Don't take it too fast. And as I say, keep me on my toes without it being unobtainable. There's a challenge. We all love the chase, the cat and mouse. We all love the challenge, right? As men, for sure. We love the challenge. But don't make it where I can't reach it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So show me it, right?
Yeah.
Show me the reward, but don't let me get it too easily.
Yeah. I hate the flirtatious girls that are like, you know, let's say you don't text, you know, you guys like went like a couple hours without texting, and then you call her, and then she's like, oh, look who decided to call. Like, that's their way of flirting, of like being kind of rude or mean.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I hate that. Like, that's an instant turn off. Like, I'm like,
I feel you.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like that. Like, that shit is just so whack to me. Just tell me if you're mad. I'll find that more attractive if you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't appreciate if you didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, okay. Hey, I'm not bad. I'm right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, don't do the flirtatious, like, you know.
Flirtatious dickhead. Shit.
You think you good looking. Mm-hmm. Like, no.
What did Rome say? Just so you know, we ain't fucking.
Oh, that's what she said to him.
No, I'm saying it's Rome said that. Yeah. That she said that. Yeah. A little bit more on the confidence tip. A woman who is very clear on her self-worth and her value system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, like where she can check you without even having to check you kind of thing. Like what we're not going to do here is like that's sexy as hell.
Someone who could check you
without provoking your ego.
There he is. You guys are learning.
Yay for learning.
Enjoy the podcast.
Okay.
Wait, what you got, Los?
My bad.
This is for Los Hive.
To keep a guy, I would say to keep guys interested. And I mean, I guess it depends on what, you know, the woman wants as well. Like if you just want to have a good time, that's one thing. But if you want to keep a guy around, honestly, just as JD said, and this is mainly pertaining to sex is my take on it, but let me know that I can get it, but don't give it to me easily. Mm-hmm. Because in my experiences, the quicker I get sex from a woman, the quicker I lose interest. Especially like if it's just like you know, first date type shit. Right. Like, don't get me wrong, I enjoy that. But at that point, you've moved yourself in my mind. Well, I'm not gonna say you've moved yourself. Now I've moved you.
Right.
Because of you, you know, deciding that you want to have sex on the first date. Now in my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to date her. I'm just going to have fun with her now.
Right.
You know, whether that's what you wanted or not, that's just how I'm going to move.
That's how you're
going to
perceive it.
That's how I'm going to move after that. Well, not even so much that I'm going to perceive that that's what she wants. I may very well know that she still wants to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times I feel like women will have sex with a guy the first night because they feel like, okay, well, he's not going to want to, you know, see me again if I have sex with him. But it's actually more so the opposite. Mm-hmm. I'm going to want to see you again. If I'm truly interested in you and you don't have sex with me the first night, I'm going to want to see you again even more after that point. Because now you've like, especially if the first night we hung out, everything was dope. Like we had good energy. All that was good. Now I'm really going to want to see you again.
Right.
And not only that, but when you take sex off the table, you're forcing me to actually appreciate you as a person.
Right.
And you give time for the man to develop an attachment to you.
That too. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Like, so when you do actually have sex, you're
it's
not
that much more of a
But not even that. It's like even if the sex was okay, you already have this built-in attachment,
right?
That you've developed over time.
Yeah.
So would you wait 5 to 6 months?
No.
Like I did.
Oh man. No. I mean,
no.
No.
I say no, but I have.
Yeah.
Oh really?
I have, and I've waited. I've pursued somebody and not had sex with them.
That's awesome. I mean, if you can wait that long. See, the problem is for me, and this is going to sound vain as heck, but I have to be extremely attached to this woman to wait 5 to 6 months. The reason being is because, I hate to say it, but there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
And so if I'm not that invested, I'm going to be like, interested, and I might keep you on the back burner, but there's 5 other ones that I've been kind of interested in that are like, you know, wanting to get to know me and want to have sex.
Well, and I will say this is actually you may,
and like, I know it sucks to hear
and I conveniently left this part out, and you made me kind of think of it as you were saying that. But while I did, you know, pursue somebody that I didn't have sex with, I was having sex with other women while was happening because, here's the thing to go to the thing that JD said almost, it's kind of like a mind fuck, right? Like it's going to sound, you know, backwards, but in my mind it was like, okay, I know I need sex. Like
personally speaking,
thank you. God damn, I'm high. I just fucking completely just like
forgot what you were saying.
Can't remember a word. No.
There we Hurry up, bro. We got to reset.
Personally, I know that I needed sex, right? I wanted sex on a regular basis. But if I wasn't going to get it from her, I knew it was going to eventually be a frustrating thing for me to the point where I would be like, you know what? Fuck her. Like, I'm cool. I'm off it. So instead, I was like, all right, well, I'll just have sex with other women that I know I'm not interested in, you know, as
to get yours
dating, just to get my fix. And then that way I can really, because by removing sex from her and even thinking about sex with her, I can actually really dial in on getting to know her and appreciating her. And I'll just get my fix over here and, you know, release my needs with these other women. And
but she probably wouldn't appreciate that.
Well, who would?
If you and the other person agree that this is the way that we want to approach this relationship.
Which we did.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so if you guys both agree, like, this is what we want to do. I want to get to know you.
Right.
I don't want to have sex for at least 5 to 6 months.
This is the way.
That is cool.
Yep.
But if you have it in your head that I'm not giving it up for 5 to 6 months and I'm trying to get to know this guy, I know for me, I would start to drift away. And the reason being, and it sucks because of this easy access culture, I would start to lean towards somebody else that I was interested in that was trying to have that sexual chemistry with me. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, everything is kind of up for debate because maybe she has like an amazing personality, an amazing outlook that just keeps me locked in. Yeah. But the rarity of finding that is so slim to none that I think you need to have that conversation, which you guys did. Yep. I think you need to have that conversation like, hey, here's my boundaries and this is what I'm waiting on. But you guys made it through.
Well, I was going to say for us, it was more like we had tried everything else and obviously nothing worked because at that point we were, you know, single meeting each other. So it was a conversation just like Shay was reading the book, The Wait.
Yeah.
by Devon Franklin and Megan Good. And so she was like, look, I'm reading this book right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of intriguing to me.
Yeah.
Are you down to try this route?
So you know what my question is?
Oh, shit.
What really fucked me up about your guys' story?
Uh-oh. Talk to him.
Really fucked me up about your guys' story.
Talk to him.
And the truth comes
really what really fucked me up about the story is that you guys were trying to wait, and then you guys did a trip together. Mm-hmm. And then you guys... We can cut this out.
No, go ahead.
But and then you guys showered together.
Yeah,
and still an erotic shower.
And still didn't have sex.
No.
Did you?
Why
did
would you
orgasm during the shower?
Oh, good question.
No.
You didn't?
No.
I would have.
No. When I say like, we didn't have.
God, dude, you're crazy. Bro. You're crazy.
We didn't have oral. We didn't have sex.
Like, but here's the thing.
I would have turned around the corner of that shower and...
Close. Stop it, bro. Stop it. Be serious.
Enjoy the podcast.
Wait, but why would you do that to yourself?
I have self-control.
But it's not even... That's like torture at that point.
That's some David Goggins shit. Do something that sucks every day.
Wait, hold on. Let's dive into this.
Go ahead.
We will get into a shower with a girl that you're obviously desiring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are both naked.
Shower time. Soaps, bubbles running down them thighs.
And you guys, and it wasn't a struggle? Like, that wasn't a...
If you're asking if I was hard...
No, I wasn't asking that.
Were you
I'm
erect?
Just saying, I would have been like, here's the thing. I would have been like, you know what? Let me just take the shower alone.
Yeah, facts.
Because I'm not gonna be able to do this or be happy about it. Like, because after I would have got out of the shower, I'd have been like,
picked
this
up
is...
and pinned the ass against that wall right in that shower, man.
For sure. I mean, the thought occurred.
Yeah,
I'm sure it did.
What stopped you?
I was more interested in the outcome of waiting.
Was there something erotic about that? That like, hey, we're both in the shower.
Yeah, it was definitely. There were a lot of moments, not just the shower in Hawaii, but there was a lot of moments where I was like, couple things. I can't wait, or you know how like again, it's like that tease.
Mm-hmm.
Like here it is, but you can't have it yet.
Yeah,
that's a huge turn on.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it makes when you actually have sex that much better because like, I've been waiting on this.
For so long.
X amount of money, you know what I mean? In our case. But yeah, I was focused on the goal, I was focused on, look, I've tried everything else. There was a very 3 weeks in, to be very specific, with Shay, that I had every inclination that she was the one. So I'm like, I don't want to do anything to mess this up.
Yeah.
And that includes this moment, whether it's in the shower or other times, because when we were long distance, it helped being long distance to not have sex.
Yeah.
To wait, rather. But
when you're in person,
it also was tough when you're in person, because you're like, damn. And I wasn't having sex with anyone else. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that it was really hard.
An honorable guy.
Because like for me, dude, I know just personally speaking, if I saw a girl that was potentially my wife, and I knew she in the back of my head, like this could be the person I end up spending the rest of my life with, and we both get in the shower, I would just lose. I would not be able to.
Like, I mean, and you don't have to get into all the sudsy, bubbly details if you don't want to. Enjoy the podcast. But was it like a quick shower? Was it a business shower? Was it
It wasn't a whole bath. It wasn't a whole bath.
It wasn't even a whole bath. Was it just a general cleaning?
It was a full on. We had a long day.
Did you have like the overhead shower?
Bro,
was it rain?
No, it was, this was a timeshare situation. So there's one head.
Oh, okay.
Like I was cold in the back.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that was a long shower. That makes it
different. Yeah.
You know what I think of?
Then it could have been a sexy embrace.
Shannon and I went on our honeymoon. On our honeymoon, we went to, where did we go?
Did you go to Costa Rica?
We went to Costa Rica. And the shower was outside.
Yes.
Ooh, that's hot.
And
right,
it was like an overhead shower. Yeah, it was like all these rocks. Yeah. It was super in the jungle. It was super romantic. And when you went to Hawaii, I think of that shower. No. And I'm like,
I think that's what everybody is picturing. Like,
there's
the sexy
shower.
No.
There's no, I'm like washing her body.
JD's
actually like,
no, I'm like, damn.
Can you hurry a little bit?
Just splash some hot water on me real quick.
Just leaning to the left just a little bit real fast.
No, I know what you mean. But what I also want to say too
is makes the shower thing a little bit more believable.
There was a moment I remember where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take this opportunity to do something I've never done before, obviously.
Yeah.
But to get to know her mind, to get to know her.
Oh wow! See, this
is why we're supposed
to have these fucking soundboards.
Start over.
Label them shits.
Start over. It's because I'm backwards. That's what it is.
Blame JD.
Because you didn't.
Yeah. You're the asshole. It's my fault.
Say it again. You're getting over mine.
You're the manipulator. See? There it is.
I really tried to hit this though. I want to say that. I really tried to hit this.
We know you did. Start over for me.
I remember this moment being like, this is new, this is different. And if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it right. We talked about this earlier. So for me, I was like, all right, bet. I'm gonna commit to this, I'm gonna try it out. What the hell do I have to lose at this point? Let's just see what we can do. And as the months went on, I was like, this is great, because sex a lot of times can add pressure to the relationship.
It has to work,
right? And make no mistake about it, I was going to test the car before I bought it kind of thing. But I was just like, I have a lot of time. I'm going to see where this goes. And I enjoyed the hell out of it. I mean, basically, it was a situation where you're like, as I asked Shan earlier today, like, if you could do anything knowing you weren't going to fail, what would you do? That's kind of how I felt. I was like, look, this is great. Like, I can actually try something without any type of pressure, any type of awkward, like, elephant in the room type of thing. You know what I mean? It was great. It was great. So,
now, more power to you, though. Honestly, like, I know we give you a lot of shit for this.
Well, not anymore. Now that the curtain has been pulled back in the shower.
I believe it now.
Oh, okay. I give you a lot of shit for it, but I don't think it's shit.
You just genuinely know yourself. You couldn't do it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's totally okay.
But what I will say is that, like, it honestly is very commendable, and it just is a testament to how much self-control that you do actually have.
Yeah.
Which is huge. I don't think a lot of men can do it.
I don't think
a lot of women can do it. I just think it's awesome. I think what you guys are building is an amazing union. Mm-hmm. And you guys started the foundation off right, which is
ideal.
Not a lot of people can do that. A lot of people can't say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's go into a part of probably an area where you guys might be a little uncomfortable to talk about.
Long ass episode.
He always does it.
No, it's just for
you
me.
Guys might be uncomfortable.
No, JD might be uncomfortable.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want you to feel singled out. I didn't want you to feel singled out.
So instead, you make me go down in the smoke with him. Like, I'm not just gonna smoke JD. Los, get your ass down here too.
I mean, it's easier to handle it together. You know, how does a woman get you off?
Mm-hmm. Can I say something really quick?
Yeah.
I don't know why I ask, by the way. But
no, anyways. You may not, JD. Do not speak.
What are you going to say? No.
Do not.
So we left the... Shay was here in the house for the Amber episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was here?
Yeah, she was in the house.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
Oh, shit.
Wow. Damn, Shay. Wow.
Well, honey,
wow.
We filmed so much.
You're memorable in my book.
I remember her being here. I remember that.
Okay, go.
Thank you, Los.
Yeah.
She took Los's photo.
She exists.
Remember the pink?
She was here.
Why you remember.
That's not why I remember. I remember because she was here.
Yeah, it's all okay. Good.
Not because she did.
The point is, we drove home. And it had me thinking about... Well, actually, hold on a second. I don't want this in there.
Uh-oh. JD was...
All right, I'll PG it.
PG that shit, son.
I'll PG the shit. PG. So, it had me thinking, what is it that my wife needs and wants in order to give her the most pleasurable, desirable sexual experience? Mm. We've never had that conversation.
Oh, did you ask her on the way home?
Not on the way home, but asked the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
He thought it out on the way home.
Yeah, I did think about it on the way home.
Thought it out, and then the next day over some Cheerios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we had this whole conversation, and she asked me...
what you want.
Yeah, what I want. It was a, you know, trade-off thing. And
nice.
So here we go.
Hey. Gonna get some of those things you've been waiting on, huh?
Yeah. So do you want? What was the full question again? I don't want to make sure. I want to make sure I'm on.
How do you get off?
Okay, got it. I love dirty talk.
Yeah,
dirty talk.
Yeah, yeah.
This dirty pop.
Yeah, it's dirty pop.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love dirty talk.
Yeah.
For sure. I am a giver, as we talked about with Amber. More of a receiver. However, when I do receive, it's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
And it's a beautiful thing, again, as I said on the episode, when you enjoy your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say this again for the people in the back.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Tell them. Drop a gem on them.
You can't be the employee of the month at your job.
Nope.
If you hate your job.
Nope.
Thank you, Lil.
Can't.
So, dirty talk. I love when my wife loves what she does.
Yeah. Where you can visually see that she's into
enjoying
it.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah. Like, so here it is.
Enthusiasm is sexy.
You know how, like, when you're married and Los, when you have a girl, when she's like, you know what? It's about you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you tonight. I don't even have to get off. It's just, tonight is your night.
I like that night.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a fun night.
It's a fun night. The pressure's off.
It's a fun night.
Yeah.
It's a fun night. Sit back, relax.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good night.
So yeah.
What about you, Los? What you into?
I think dirty talk is always good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't imagine sex without some good dirty talk.
And, like, and it can't be like, don't force it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, come on.
You like this pussy? You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa. Christ. Oh my God. It turned into.
No, I had. Man. Man. Oh man. I had sex with somebody that was not quite there, but like, and it was off-putting to the, like, I was a little bit freaked out. She wanted me to pinch her nipples, and so I pinched them to what I thought this was a reasonable amount, and then she was like, pinch them. I was like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, she's like,
you know what? My boy had that with the choking game.
Do it right.
My boy had that with the choke.
I've experienced that, like,
But he was at a strip club.
Oh, wow.
Wait, he was going to dance?
Yeah, he was in the private room, and he was going to dance. And she was like, I want you to choke me.
Yeah.
So he did it to, you know, especially something like that. You're never going to choke too hard. You can get kicked out. You can get beat up in the alleyway.
I don't know how I feel about that.
He gave a gentle choke.
Yeah.
He's dying
more,
right now.
More of a collar than a choke.
Yeah. And she's like, harder.
Yeah.
Choke me harder. So he's like, okay. So he goes a little bit more. He goes medium now.
Yeah.
Harder.
Yeah.
So he goes, all right.
Full on.
You asked for it. Homer Simpson on her? For some reason, the position that she was in,
no.
She was late. So he's sitting down like lap dance, right? She leaned back. So now he is like this, like, you know, like over over her body, like choking her, right? Okay. But she loves it.
Yeah.
Well,
she passed out.
Security. You know, there's cameras in those rooms, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, poof, door kicks in, right? This big ass Debo looking dude comes, grabs my boy. My boy's 6'4", 220.
Yeah.
He's a big guy. Comes in, grabs him, puts him, what are you doing? And she was like, no, I love it. You know what I mean? Because he's still there. He's like, oh, you know, shocked, but she's still there. No, keep going. I asked for it. She's like trying to talk. She's choked out. And,
wow, what a story.
Did he let it go?
He let it go.
At that point, you kind of have to. Like,
No, not let go of the neck. The bouncer let it go.
Oh, no, he let go of the neck, and then they kicked him out. But he always says, look, could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
They could have taken his ass in the alley and beat this shit out of him.
They could have
went way left.
Well, so there's a lesson. What? Don't choke the strippers, even if they ask
for it.
Don't do it.
Because the cameras don't have audio.
You can only see. There's no context in the camera.
No.
Yeah.
I do love choking, though. I do love choking.
But you know what? I found for me a technique that I feel like works well for choking is don't actually.
The people want to know what you like, Los.
Well, maybe I like to choke.
Touche.
Don't offer your hand more as resistance than actual. Like, I mean, you can obviously you got to apply a little bit of pressure, but let her lean into the choke as well. Like, don't you have to like
let
that
her
way
guide the choke.
Exactly. Like, ladies, you know, lean into the hand.
Right.
Yeah,
that way you can determine how much choke you want. And if you want a little bit more pressure, you can ask for more pressure while you're leaning. But that way it's not a full on Homer Simpson, you know, like that. Dirty talk is, you know, you gotta have some talk. Don't be quiet.
Don't be quiet.
That's just going to be weird.
Don't do that.
Man, I don't want to say my spots because then, like, on camera, then, like, that's kind of giving away the game, ain't it?
I mean, I'll give one.
I'll give one that I do like. I like my neck, like, kissed or, like, lightly kissed. I don't want a hickey, but a little bit of, like, just, like, little cat tongue. Like,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You know what? My neck, for sure.
Yeah.
But my ear, it's a wrap.
It's in there?
I'm like, oh.
You like that?
It's a wrap.
Yo,
it's a wrap. Wrap.
Are you done?
Are you done? I mean, I could finish.
Do you want to keep going?
I could keep going, you know? I mean, you know, whatever.
What else are you getting to?
Can you have a pause button?
I should put it all there.
I like some role play type style, you know, little situations, you know, little situations. I've never tried
Have you dressed up in the role play thing?
I haven't dressed up. She's dressed up. Yeah. I've never tried the in public stuff, like where your girl goes out and then you hit on her at
the bar. I want to try that.
That seems like it might be kind of fun.
I want to try that.
I could be into that. Yeah.
You've tried it?
No.
Oh,
no.
I could be into that. One that I have done before when I drove Uber for a little while is I was messing with this chick and we did the Uber hookup. So I picked her up was an Uber passenger.
Yeah.
She got a little handsy. I was like, ma'am, ma'am, you need to stay in the back seat. She's like, what if I just grab this? I was like, ma'am, I don't think that's appropriate. Uber this is a good tip. I like this.
Right, 5 stars.
That's a good time.
But yeah, I've done that was pretty fun. I've done that type of thing, but I've never done I'll meet you at Fridays and pick you up at the bar.
Whoa.
Also, can we just say that Roadhead needs to be more?
You like that?
Yeah,
I'm not into it.
Oh,
why not? Mm-mm.
I'd rather be in it. I want to see it. Yeah, I want to look. I want to stroke the hair. I want to be
You
in
can.
It.
No,
you
no.
You can one-handed.
I'm would
you
watching rather, the road. I want to be in
You can watch
in
the road.
It.
Would you rather
I want to watch.
Would you rather not have Roadhead than have Roadhead?
Huh?
Would you rather not have Roadhead than to have it?
Sounds like
I'd rather just pull over.
Really? That's not roadhead.
Yeah.
That's
not roadhead.
Head that's, in the car.
Yeah, that's head on the side of the road. Yeah.
I want to be in it. I want to be there. Yeah,
so no roadhead for Jared.
No. I want
to
be there.
Hey, I'm all for it. I mean, do it responsibly, though. Don't do it like...
on a freeway?
Well, the first time that I ever had roadhead, I almost wrecked my car.
I
was going way too fast.
Right, yeah.
I was like 18. Going way faster than I should have.
Yeah.
It was raining outside.
Yeah.
I took a turn and like fishtailed a little bit. No. I was in a box Chevy too. So it was bad news. Bears.
Here's a pro tip for the roadhead.
Oh shit.
Cruise control.
Oh, for sure.
Cruise control.
Get your feet away from the gas pedal. Yeah.
Because then it's a better position. Cause now I'm not like extended. It's knock out both knees back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My heels are back.
If you have a center, if you have a stick in the center.
Yeah.
Guard that.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because it. Cause yeah, right, right, right.
Hit it, knock it out of gear.
You end up in neutral, which has happened to me. I've had car sex and
while you're driving.
While I'm driving, and when she got over, because she just like was cowboy. She
hopped on top.
Yeah. Just got on top. Yeah. When she moved to get on top, she knocked the car into neutral. We were on the freeway. Luckily it was like 3 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah. So the car just started slowing down. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Like, I'm freaking. And then I realized, I'm like, oh, we're in neutral.
Yeah.
But yeah, guard the shifter.
That's right.
Well, I don't get to talk about
what you mean.
We got 21 minutes.
You got 4 minutes.
You got 4 minutes to get your shit off. What you got?
It's going
to
take a little bit longer than 4 minutes, baby. I'll give a couple little tips and then maybe we'll continue the conversation on another one. Because we got this is going to be a lot of editing.
Maybe that's our bonus content.
I don't want to.
All right, let's do it.
It's a lot of editing, but I will do a few things that I like. I like when if I'm getting head right, yep. I like a double hand.
Okay.
I like a double hand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For one, this is a weird little thing that I like. I like when a girl is like, let's say she has it. And she's just licking the bottom underneath my head.
The taint. Under the head.
Repeatedly licking underneath
a little
it.
Lollipop.
Yeah, and I like my balls grabbed.
Ooh,
a little bit
for me.
Yeah, I like
no,
a little bit. I like not
like a little fondle.
That's a trust exercise.
I like
exercise.
A little Jane Fonda. Yeah.
That's a trust exercise.
But no. See, here's the thing. It's different because it's not like. Cuff the
trust.
Actual balls, but like the let them dangle, but cup them underneath above it. If that
so
makes
like
any
if,
sense.
If these are the nuts, you want to grab right here.
And pull
so
it
the
down
nuts
a little
are still
bit.
Free.
Yeah, the free. So you're not, you're little, not squeezing the nuts.
See,
of
I
it.
Like a little support and a little.
I like that too. It's a position. Yeah, go back and forth.
Enjoy the party.
And the other thing that I like, which I didn't know until I was with Shan, I like when she plays with my nipples a little bit.
Mm.
I like a little bit.
Hands or mouth or both?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a little bit of adventure time.
Mm-hmm. It's something for me. It's like sometimes it feels cool, and then other times it's
sensitive.
What are you doing? Get out of there. Good move.
Yeah.
You know what? It made me think about what also turns me on is like when I can I say come? Because I know
you can't say come.
Say come.
What's very attractive is when. She knows how long to stay on.
Yeah.
Man.
Or when to get off.
Yeah.
Or when to let go.
Let my people go.
Yes.
Let my people go.
And when you're on top, like the thing that I like too about it is like when you're on top, like keep it a rhythm. Like don't be like, I don't want that. I know on the porn, it looks like the guys like that, but I like a slow.
Jump, jump.
If it's fast, just still with a rhythm.
Right.
You know what it is? I don't get off them fast. Mm. Like if you go
too
fast.
Maybe she does.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
I'm not her.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm the tourist, not the tour guide.
Hey now.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. Damn it.
I don't
need labels. We need labels.
Yeah.
We need labels.
I don't know, but anyways, that was a long-winded conversation. Yeah. Maybe we'll continue it if you guys are digging it.
Ah, damn it.
What happened?
We're out of time. Yeah.
Yeah, we're out of time.
JD wants to talk about it more.
No, I want Jared to
you guys were talking about something else. I tried to tip it in. You guys want to talk about Roadhead. I don't know, bro. But I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast.
Wait, you only asked two questions. There was two more.
It was not two more.
Oh, I thought you said there was four questions.
I didn't say a number.
Yeah, all right. Well,
we're here
there
now.
There you go.
Enjoy the podcast.